one of our corporate partners, Cisco, donated like thousands of these flip cams to us last year, and we handed them out to people. And one of the people to whom we gave it was this back then 12-year-old girl, Molly. She lives in a slum outside of Nairobi, and we just asked her, why don't you film how your daily life is? And it's been just amazing what she has brought us. You know, the sense that you normally never get if you live in the rich Western world about how is life if you are a teenager in a slum, and how is it if you don't get lunch on weekends if you're not in school?
What does it mean to one of these young girls to actually have the meals, to have enough food on the table?
She is part of our, all these girls that we're reaching all over the world in our school meal programs. And that's one of the coolest things you can do and one of the best investments ever. It costs like 25 cents a day. And especially for girls, it changes totally their lives. They can study, they can concentrate. They will have less children later on. They will get married at a later stage. They will send the next generation of children into school. So it's an absolute wonderful, cost-effective, smart, smart program.
What was the most surprising thing to come out of Molly's world, to come out of her experience with the flip cam?
I think that you can see how she lives, how basic it sometimes is, but also the spirit. She's a really, you know, impressive young girl. And it was interesting to see how she grew and became more self-confident over the year as she was filming her life. It's very charming, and you want to empower her. You just want to cheer her on. And I think, you know, students all over the world have watched this. And so we're putting this program together where now, for the first time, Molly and her classmates are going to meet classmates from an international school in Rome, Italy. And they're going to get together. So for the first time, Molly and her classmates in Nairobi will meet school kids from the Western world, from Rome, Italy, an international school. And they will, you know, talk to each other and meet each other and get to know what they do and how they live and what they eat for lunch and what they have in their school bags. And we're doing this because, you know, this week is International Women's Day is coming up. And women are really the key to ending hunger. If you help a woman to feed her family, she feeds her family, she feeds her village, you know, she feeds the future of a country. And we need to invest in these young women like Molly so that the next generation will have a better chance in life than she has at the moment. So that's why we're doing this with Molly. And she sent wonderful stuff back. You can go to a YouTube channel and you know, check out Molly's world, and you will see what an amazing young woman she is.
What does this very simple meal actually mean to these girls?
It's sometimes the only meal they can get. You know, she says at one point in when we asked her about that, she said sometimes on Sundays they don't get lunch. You know, it's hard for the family to get that meal. And on a very basic level is, you and I have never experienced hunger like she has. And it's very, very hard to concentrate if you have no nutrition in your body, if you haven't had a good, healthy meal. So it helps them to study, to concentrate, to get an education, to get a job later on, to have fewer children, get married at a later age, not being pushed into prostitution, sending their children into school in the next generation. So it's a multi-generational thing that this year, where we're planting the seeds here. And that's why it's so important.